So next week is Christ the King, which is the last Sunday of ordinary time. And because we're coming near the end of the liturgical calendar, our readings start focusing us upon Judgment Day. And you'll see where a couple weeks ago, we saw that Jesus judged the corrupt scribes and Pharisees. Last week, the foolish virgins. This week, the lazy servant. And next week, the goats are all going to get judged by what they did. And we look at the different stories and parables, it kind of boils down to two questions about Judgment Day. What was given to the person or to the group, and what did they do with it? So I thought we'd look at this today in regarding the servants, the two good ones, and of course, the lazy one as well. So we're told in today's gospel that they are all given different talents. One received five, another two, another one. And you might think, that's not fair. Why did that happen? Well, in the scripture it says, was given each to their ability to be able to do something with it. So there's no injustice. Also, if you think about it, we're all given different talents and different gifts, and we're called to share them with one another. Think about what St. Paul writes in Ephesians 4:11. He talks about how Jesus gives gifts, different gifts, to different people. He said, some are called to be apostles, others prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, to equip the holy ones for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ. So if we were all given the same exact talents, there would be no complementarity there. There'd be no way for us to build one another up. And how could some one person have everything that they need in order to do what has to get done? Next, we're told that the reward of work well done is more work. I was like, really? As a knee-jerk reaction from like, really? Can't somebody else get off their duff and do something? Like, do I have to do everything here? But it says in the scriptures, since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. But there is a reward in doing something well, right? Think about it. In your life, you've worked on a hard project and you put lots of blood, sweat, and tears in there. And all of a sudden, you've come to the end of the project and you're like, yeah, that's cool. You know, I was able to get the talents I was given, put some hard work in there, and I'm in a better position, or my family's in a better position, or my company, or whatever it is. Whatever the project was for and benefiting, we're now in a better place. And if you think about it, after a job was well done and more response were given, the scriptures tell us that the master says, come, share your master's joy. This is a joyful thing that we're going to be able to do more for God and neighbor. Then we get to this interesting two sentences that says, for to everyone who has, more will be given and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even that will be taken away. Now, it seems, again, this might be unfair, but let's take it out of the monetary and look at sort of the more spiritual side of it. You know, think about when you were growing up and, you know, you started learning whatever it is. So, for instance, maybe you're very artistic, and at first it's a little difficult, but then you try and you work, and finally it becomes a lot easier. You're like, wow, I'm a good painter, or whatever it is. Think about your job. I remember when I got out of college, I was, you know, the smartest person in the world because I just graduated from college. At least I thought so. Then you show up for work the first day and you're like, wow, I'm kind of dumb. I really don't know anything that I'm supposed to be doing. But over the next months and years, you start to learn. You start to learn your trade. You start to learn your craft. You start to learn, and these gigantic principles and huge words just kind of flow out of your mouth like they're nothing. So you can see that the one who has given and works at it, more will be given. But what about the one who has what little they have taken away? Again, you might think, wow, this poor guy's got almost nothing. And here we are stripping it away from him. Doesn't seem like it's fair. But what did this person do with the talent that they were given? They buried it. They buried it in the ground. They did nothing with it. And the master comes back and said, you could have at least put it in the bank and I would have gotten interest on it. So not only did this person not do anything with their talent, this talent sort of decreased because there was an opportunity cost that was lost. So this person gets in trouble or is punished because they did nothing. Now, we all know we make mistakes in life. And again, at the first jobs you have, and even your current job, we make mistakes. And if we're really trying to put our talents to work, if we're really not doing anything that's objectively sinful, well, it happens. People make mistakes all the time. So if you make a mistake, you learn from it, you get back up again, you don't make that mistake again, and you then say, okay, I've learned my lesson. But in the gospel and in life, there's some people who do nothing. They do absolutely nothing with the talents that they are given. And that is the great injustice, that nothing was accomplished. So let's go back to original questions. What was given and what was done with it? The corrupt scribes and Pharisees, the foolish virgins, the lazy servant, and the goats all have one thing in common. When you go back and look through those different parables, those different teachings, you'll see that they either abused or did nothing with the gifts that they were given. And it's for this reason that they are punished on Judgment Day. But we're given two very wonderful examples in today's gospel. Two people who said thank you to the master for giving me these talents, and then went out and said, you know what? I have to build this up. I have to come back. Then they come back and say, here, I've doubled what you've given to me. And then what does the master say? Thank you, go away. No, he says, come. Come into my kingdom, if you will. Come and share my joy. And this is what God wants from us. God wants to say, okay, I'm giving you gifts. We all have different gifts. Some might be seen as very big, some might be seen as very small, but we all have those gifts. So let's ask ourselves in the next couple of days to do a little inventory. Okay, God, what gifts have you given to me? What is it that you've said, this is what I want you to work with? And then ask ourselves, how are we using those gifts to build up ourselves, to build up our families, and to build up our community? Because when we do that, then Judgment Day is going to be wonderful. Because we'll hear those beautiful words we heard in the scriptures today. Well done, my good and faithful servant.